American Airlines passenger melts down over imaginary traveler. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on July 3, 2023. A woman traveling on an American Airlines flight on Sunday evening was caught on video having a meltdown over someone in the back of the aircraft who she claimed was not real. "This delayed our family trip by hours," the user who uploaded the video to TikTok wrote in the caption. The woman urged the passengers to exit the plane over her fears of the imaginary person. "I'm telling you, I'm getting the F off, and there's a reason why I'm getting the F off. And everyone can either believe it or they cannot believe it," the woman shouted at the passengers. "I don't give two F, but I am telling you right now, that MF back there is not real. And you can sit on this plane and you can die with them or not. I'm not going to," she added. The video's uploader claimed the woman somehow didn't get arrested and was allowed through Dallas-Fort Worth Airport security after making the entire flight deplane. The incident on Sunday evening was just one of thousands of flights that were delayed over Independence Day weekend. As the New York Post reported, on Sunday, at least 550 more flights across the country had been grounded, and more than 4,000 were facing delays, according to the air traffic site AirAware.com. Newark Liberty International Airport in New Jersey topped the list of the nation's airports with the most canceled flights Sunday, with 91, 15% of all its flights, nixed, and 95 more delayed by just early afternoon, AirAware reported. LaGuardia Airport was next, with 54 flights canceled and 92 delayed, accounting for 11% and 20% of all flights, respectively, followed by John F. Kennedy International Airport, which saw 34 flights grounded and another 84 delayed, for 4% and 11% of all scheduled flights. Travelers who had their flights delayed aired out their frustrations with Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg on Twitter. "Sunrise at the Denver airport," one user tweeted. "No such thing as beauty sleep here. Not a wink. Thanks at United for a truly miserable start to the holiday weekend. Compensate and accommodate your passengers. At Secretary, Pete." On Sunday, Buttigieg blamed the flight delays on the weather. "If you look at the overall picture, we've seen a lot of improvements," he claimed of air travel. "But we had a hard few days with severe weather at the beginning of last week, and that definitely put enormous pressure on the system," Buttigieg told CBS. "I think that more passengers understand that no one can control the weather," he added. "But anything that's under the control of the airlines and anything that we can do on the FAA, Federal Aviation Administration, side, we need to continue pushing to make sure that there's the smoothest possible experience for air passengers everywhere." Related, Buttigieg, "We own air traffic control problems, but that's only 5% of the issue." Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at DixonHamilton@Breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.